Welcome to the No Fame Podcast. Hello, and welcome to Suede Runner, our Savage World sci-fi adventure. I just wanted to give everyone a little reminder at the top here that we have a Discord. You can come hang out, talk about memes, talk about Wordle. We've got some gaming servers that are up 24 hours a day. Come hang out. Check it out. Discord.nofame.ca. It's a good time. We hang out there. Lots of cool people are there. All right. Enjoy the show. Have fun. Okay, bye. Hello. We're back. It's us. We had a little break, and now we're here. Yeah, the crew, you all, well, again, we're still having the giveaway, exclamation enter to enter the giveaway. The links are in chat, or exclamation giveaway to see the games that we're giving away. Just giving away. Why not, right? As a little thank you for tuning in, I was going to say turning in, but I don't think anyone's going to bed. Maybe you are. I don't know your lives.
You'll never take me alive.
Turn them in. Oh, yeah, I guess like turning them over also. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, exclamation giveaway and exclamation enter to enter, give them away until they're gone, and then new ones in July, and we'll find out what those are when I have access to them. Basically, yeah, guys, the crew, you guys of the Lizard Wizard, successfully, although it started out a bit rocky where you didn't get the successes you needed, but you guys definitely found your footing, convincing guards with whiskey and yelling that there's a fire in a panic while shooting guards from the shadows and clotheslining them from jetpacks as you all ran towards the Lizzie. A little bit of a fire as rain is falling down, but the ship engines are definitely starting up as the airlock, when you approach,
lands. This game is swell, isn't it, guys?
Lands on the overgrown kind of makeshift landing pad that you guys had parked the reptile made, I should say. But yeah, you guys board, run in through the airlock unless anyone is doing anything in particular.
Gears is getting to the bridge.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, Gears runs towards the bridge. The Perun and Kieran, as you guys walk in, the airlock closes behind you, and then lights are slowly coming on.
Did we come in through the back and it kind of lifts up?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Like lift up. Like, does it like draw up?
Yeah, it's like a ramp that closes into the door. Yeah.
Can we leave the ramp down? And Perun is just going to there and kind of watch our retreat, swing the gimbal around.
I was going to say, I feel like you have something built in at this point that is just like you fold it out from the side.
Okay, all right, yeah. There's another gimbal with a chair on it. Yeah. And then he gimbals his fucking minigun around.
So the Lizard Wizard got remade in that year, so I'm sure at some point someone was like, or Perun was like, hey, can we have this here?
He doesn't have a gimbaled chair. What he does have is right in the dead center of the fucking, like, that little gangway, there are these like mag locks where he just slides his feet in. So if he blasts off, he doesn't go anywhere.
Oh my god.
Perfect. That's exactly what the fuck is there.
And you've got little a little strap to keep you hooked on.
Yeah, they're basically just like ski bindings, but they're like magnetic, and he's just always there. Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Kick it to high gear. Yes, we can. Perun can take it.
Okay. Gears will be getting ready to blast off, but Gears also sends a quick note to Madeline saying, like in whatever secure texting manner we have, that was warranted. Have fun with Isaac.
You send off the message, and almost immediately you get a text back that says fucking dot Isaac dot in capital letters. Isaac's aboard the Crystal One now, and in whatever's happening there. I need a few things. The ramp is down. So, Perun, if you want to do a percept or a notice check while you're just kind of hanging out there on the back of the Lizard Wizard.
Good at
Kieran, Give me a notice check as well, Kieran.
Ooh, that's what I'm talking about, baby.
And Gears, if you want to do piloting, and also you can use your... give me a data jack check as well for like your... Or ship ops. What? Give me ship ops, actually.
Karim got an 8, so a raise.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Is this an ambush type event or just a regular notice check?
It's not an ambush. How do you know it's an ambush?
Right.
It's not. It's
I failed.
You failed. Amazing. We got an 8 for Perun, which is great.
7 for piloting.
Hell yeah.
And 6 for ship ops.
Okay. Ship ops, you see on the sensors and the various screens and telemetry and stuff like that you have in the piloting area of the Lizard Wizard. You have one screen kind of dedicated to the Crystal One, since it seems fairly important. And you see like prison patrol ships kind of coming out of their hangar and taking off into the atmosphere. And then you see a huge explosion on the back of the Crystal One.
Oh no.
Kieran, you slip and fall on your ass in the cargo bay. You're like, oh, fuck, with that fail.
Flux vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your helmet didn't like adjust properly when you came inside. The lighting.
So it's still dark.
Yeah. And Prune got an 8, was it, with a raise. You see some of like the obliterators. The prism guards are kind of slowly becoming aware of what the fuck is happening right now. And you see two of the obliterators walking between buildings and like beginning to fire as the Lizard Wizard's like taking off and getting ready to go into the atmosphere. You're still...
Yes, okay. I will shoot at one of them.
Yeah, it's going to be your... What's the range on your gun? What's if you click the...
1,000.
1,000. The edit button or whatever on your gun, it should have like a number/number/number.
200. If that's what my piloting check 200? Was for, I have defensive pilot edge, so I get a +1 to evading projectiles. So that would have been an 8 for piloting, if that was what I was piloting about.
No, you were just piloting in general. Okay. But that's good to know. I dig that, though. 200, did you say?
Yes, 50, 100, 200.
Jesus fucking Christ. Kroon is unstoppable. It's so far away. they are definitely within the 200 range. Wait, so 50? Okay. They're between 100 and 200 squares away. So if you want to do a -4 to your shooting check to kind of blast at these obliterators at a distance.
Let's go, buddies. Oh, that's not the one. Laser.
Oh my god.
4 fails.
Oh, 4 fails. Yeah, you Gatling laser. You see, like, you're punching through, like, various amounts of, like, building and foliage and stuff like that. Luckily, you're tapped into the psychic network, so no Sirens get hurt because they know what's going to happen.
Yeah, the story wasn't out loud. I just kind of mind-bursted it.
Like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We knew. It's all right. Good luck.
Have fun with your rebellion.
Thanks. Yeah, you definitely make some shots. They're not hitting the Lizzie either because they are quite far away that the accuracy is miserable for the obliterators. They do well up close, is the thing.
So does Boom.
Yeah, the ship begins to take off. You saw an explosion on the Crystal One, and Gears, you have a call.
Are we going back to save Madeline? What are we doing?
No, Madeline doesn't seem like that much fun to Gears. I don't really see the point.
I mean, she gave me a watch.
I have an incoming transmission?
Yes, yeah. Right. It's from Madeline.
Okay, what's it saying?
You see on a screen pops up with Madeline's face and she's just like rubbing her temple. She's like, fucking Isaac, he stole my credentials, got on board the ship, got himself out of the prison, out of the holding cell that we had, that the guards had him in. I didn't even know he was here. Now I'm locked out of all of my systems and I'm pretty sure he just blew up a couple of our patrol ships. I can't fucking believe it. What an absolute nightmare that man is. How is he still alive?
I have no idea.
I think we'll have to stay here for some repairs. Not a lot. Our main systems are still up. I'm locked in my room right now. I'm waiting for security to come let me out.
Yes, that's your trick.
Isaac must be learning. This is upsetting.
I don't know what he's up to. I wish I knew what he's up to, but he's really causing a nightmare for me right now, on top of the nightmare that we're living through. Good work with the prismatic network. I'm sorry about, I didn't know Dr. Giroy was going to be framing Baldwin and taking him out of the picture. A bit of an unfortunate situation.
Baldwin Lando.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned because not only was the board of directors murdered by a Gears robot, but now we have another board of directors member caught on camera being murdered. Well, technically by a Gears robot, but I'll have to see. It's kind of concerning. We managed to tap in, and I'm one of the few that's aware of this occurrence right now, so we'll have to see what we can do and see what we can keep under wraps. Be careful out there. Where are you heading now?
Are you
away?
Does Madeline need us to stay and help her?
I believe as the president of the Prism Corporation, she will be well taken care of.
I'm fine. Tell Perun I'm okay. We've got engineers currently working on getting our engines back online after fucking Isaac blew up a couple of our ships.
Is that why they call them engineers? Because they fix engines.
Yes. Yep. That's it.
Please be careful around those of my make and model, as the murdering tendencies seem to be on the rise.
No, we don't have any Gears models on this ship, and we don't have a lot of robots in general. It's a lot of, people on board.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go take care of this. If you see Isaac, please throw him out an airlock for me. I'd appreciate it.
All right. Say hi to Sai if you see him.
Oh, right. I probably won't see him, but if I do, I will. All right. Good luck. Okay. We'll be in touch when I get back to the KOTU, which might be a few weeks.
Gears, tell Madeline I love her.
I can hear you, Bruce.
Okay. Bye, Madeline.
Goodbye. The screen cuts out. It's just Perun's face. Perun cuts into the call. And Perun's like, full screen in the piloting bay right now.
Tell him I love him. Goodbye.
Kieran's still just laying on the cargo bay floor going, not hearing any of that. So uncool.
Yeah, you're like covered in cargo, like oil shit from the floor of a cargo bay, whatever's on the floor of a cargo bay.
The unsecured lengths of Ustoid that threw down. Just, I knew they wouldn't get enough, so I brought extra.
Amazing. Let me see here. Let's do a sensor suite. Gears. Yep. As you guys, are you guys planning to leave the atmosphere? Is that the plan here? Get off the planet?
I think so, yeah. Is that what you guys were thinking? Like, I don't see why we would stay on this planet after we blew up a major portion of it.
Yeah, no. We definitely need to get out of here.
Yeah.
On the way out, could we kind of shoot some of the satellites, maybe?
I mean, we blew up the hub of them. And there's a revolution going on, so maybe we leave it for the people, since it was able to psychically link their entire planet.
And it was made canon also last session. I don't, it's okay if you guys don't remember, but there are also Sirens on those satellites to complete the link of that real hub.
Right.
Okay. So we don't blow it up.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, let's keep being freedom fighters and not terrorists.
I thought it was just a bunch of metal. I mean, a nuclear bomb on a little bit of metal never hurt anyone. Well, that's science. It's history.
Did you want the ship doing a sensor sweep?
Or you can use
check
your...
or me.
Yeah, you can use your notice if you want.
Okay. I think it makes more sense for the ship to do it.
Sure, yeah. If you want to roll a flat d2.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Holy ship.
Holy ship.
Holy ship.
14 is sick. You pick up with a 14. Again, wow. Jesus Christ. Multiple Prism patrol ships are out surrounding the atmosphere. A lot of them, you actually, with a 14, manage to track the patrol route that they're taking. So you pick up the patterns, and the AI uses an algorithm to determine the patrol pattern that all of these ships, there's a fuck ton of ships kind of taking off into the atmosphere right now, but also Prism ships that are already out there kind of rerouting. But with a 14, you manage to actually get their patrol route worked out, and it's kind of like up now, so you can coordinate your path to greatly avoid help them. Your escape.
Excellent.
Yeah, for sure. That is very sick. You also notice one ship that is kind of just going off. It's a Prism patrol ship, but it's just not going with the patrols.
Interesting. I relay this curious information to my fellow shipmates. Obviously, Gears wants to know what's going on. But
can we shoot that one?
You don't want to follow that one?
To get a better shot? Yes, let's do it.
All right, if you guys are going to... Let's do... it'll be a ship operations to track that ship. You'll get a bonus to piloting to try to stay out of the patrol areas. So let's say with that raise you got, you'll get a plus 4 to your piloting check. So really, it's, you're just trying to avoid a crit fail.
Okay.
On a piloting check. If someone has ship operations, you can do that. The ship feels kind of awfully empty. Like, even with one person missing and Isaac not being annoying and Sai not on board, either. An 8. Why is stuff not rolling? What is going on here? Oh, there it is. I think it's all catching up now. An 8 is amazing. That was... Sorry, what's up?
No, do your thing. I'm just laughing. Sorry. Okay.
Was that the piloting? There's.
Yeah, that was piloting.
For sure, with a raise, no trouble at all to avoid the prison patrols. I was going to have another dramatic task, but you rolled a 14 on your fucking sensor, so it was like, that took care of the dramatic task, essentially.
good old nice. Reptile mage.
The reptile mage takes off into the atmosphere. Who's doing a ship operations? Does anyone have ship operations to try to track? Or you can get
some.
Hey, Perun, did you pay attention when they were talking about how to operate the ship? Because I did.
Yes, I have shooting. Persuasion.
Me too.
I have battle smarts. Can I do that?
I don't know if that helps us right now.
Sorry, I was changing maps. I heard that question and my brain took like 8 seconds to realize it was for me.
Battle. And I have native language.
Now, battle would have really helped with the patrol routes and stuff like that. Ship operations is more so just trying to keep the sensors focused on this sporadic ship that's just kind of heading off by itself.
Nope, I don't have anything, but I will try all of it.
I was going to say, I can make an unskill check too.
The ship AI can do it as well. The ship AI is in control of the...
Yeah, ship AI, for sure.
Let the ship do what it can, and if something breaks and it needs, you know, me to hammer something, then I'll do that.
Do you want to use a Benny?
Yeah, I can use a Benny on the ship rolls.
Great question.
Because that was the ship. I do, like, Gears has ship ops.
Oh, if Gears wants to roll ship ops, it's fine.
Okay, I will spend a Benny anyway.
Excuse me.
Just pretend. Okay, now Gears is going to roll. Yeah.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
Much better.
Yeah, you lock in on this ship that's kind of sporadically also keeping away from patrols and like kind of skirts around an asteroid as well, trying to keep out of sight. Is there anything else you guys are doing right now as you're slowly kind of tracking the ship away from patrols and making kind of getting out of the sight of everything, all of the prism ships?
Kieran is going to hop in the leg Meg, which is what I have renamed the Lizwiz. Yes. just in case we need a secondary like fighter out there.
Yeah, amazing. Hell yeah. Anyone else?
I mean, Peruna's just going to get the... he's going to go into his shooting gallery. And he's just kind of like in the chair, like, oh, Gears, tell me when to shoot. Like waiting for directions, like, oh, put that cable in that hole or something. I don't know. Everyone's not built for this.
Gears is happy to finally be back in a place where he knows what he's doing. Yeah, Prune's Gears would be like wanting to check if the one that's going in a weird direction is noticeably different than the other patrol ships.
You bring up the actual, like, you get a shot using the outboard cameras, and it looks like a prism, you know, the crystal-like kind of sleek design that they all have. It looks like a prism patrol ship.
Okay.
But it's just kind of like, again, gone off.
Yes, like, we're not going to be right on his tail. We want to just sort of keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
While we head away from this chaos that we've created and helped Isaac create.
Amazing. Yeah, let me... sorry, give me one second here. Dude. I'm going to roll something. Where am I? Pew, pew, pew. It's an ambush. It's not an ambush. Let me roll something here. Why? Oh my god. Why are things hard? Just why? Okay, here we go. Privately rolling. I know this is the most.
Yeah, exciting. I was gonna say Isaac's on our fucking ship, isn't he?
Oh.
The ship in front of you enters hyperspace.
Oof.
And it's gone.
Okay.
But they didn't notice you. You guys rolled pretty well to track it and to pilot and stuff like that, but it hit hyperspace and left.
I will put out a PA across the ship or like on the channel or whatever and say, my curiosity has been thwarted. Where should we go?
I don't know.
Back to Kotu? Or Kieran, are there any other leads on your family? Since I was so forgetful last time we were looking for them.
Wait, where the fuck is Kanan?
Oh fuck, did we leave him on that planet?
He is a cop. He will be fine.
Yeah, right. I forgot. Remember the last time he left and he was like fucking sticky and gross?
Greasy, Kanan.
I wonder what he's going to be covered in when we find him next.
I got 10 credits that says it's jam.
Oh, I'll take that. I'll double it if you can name the kind of jam.
Raspberry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say strawberry.
I thought about it, but yeah, I got to jam him with raspberry if we're doing it.
Okay.
I believe it will be marmalade to match his outfit.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
I miss Sai and Steve.
And as you're saying that, you guys are like taking a minute and you see like on a table in the astrogation area where you guys are having this conversation, there's just a prism device, a spare prism device just on the table.
Well, that's not suspicious at all.
No, Perun goes over and takes it. This is the one I gave Sai. I was going to call him and we were going to chat and be friends, but now we can't be friends.
You open up the background. It's like, it's a Photoshop that Perun did of Sai and Perun, best friends forever. The background.
Like the chibi faces.
Yeah. Like those apps that you have the cartoonish filter and stuff like that.
Prune walks over to the fucking coil gun, jams it in, shuts it, and fucking fires.
Out into space.
The ship gains 4 heat. It's totally worth it. Fully.
Is anyone going to make a roll, or are you just going to let it dissipate over time?
As long as we keep a steady pace, it will dissipate over time.
Yeah.
I think is what I know about the ship that I pilot.
Yep, that is how it works. If you guys just leave it, it'll eventually go away. As long as nothing is in a dire situation. Yeah, you
as
guys
long
are.
As Perun doesn't continue shooting shit.
You guys have navigated around a little encounter, potential encounter, by rolling really well, which is how the game works. You guys have made it on the kind of near the outskirts of this nebula with all of the like blues and greens and clouds of like dust and debris and stuff like that just kind of hanging here with the bluish green sun that hangs in the center of the solar system. And you guys are on the Lizard Wizard, a little emptier than you're used to, a little quiet. What's the plan?
Kieran is waiting for these humans to decide on something interesting to do.
Kieran?
Yeah.
Do you remember LaFriend?
I do remember LaFriend.
I don't know why, but I kind of want to go check on LaFriend because I don't know if they're going to get along with your sister.
Oh, probably not. Can I open up? I remember I've put 2 microtransmitters on both of them. Can I like open up like airplay it on our TV to
all
see
right,
what's
wait,
going on
before
with
you put it up? Before you put it up.
Yeah.
25 credits says your sister has killed a friend. I'm not happy about this. You've just started the gambling and I want to keep it going.
50 says LaFriend is still alive, but it's been maimed in some way.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right. Shake on it. Now put it up.
You throw up the view of the microtransmitter. There's a delay because you guys are on the other side of the galaxy.
Makes sense.
You see searching for signal, and then it cuts, no signal.
Oh.
For either?
This has never happened to me before.
To be continued.
For either of them.
I swear this isn't a problem I normally have.
What, that you can't get it up?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean...
give me a second. I pull like a screwdriver and like start tweaking the helmet a little bit.
Try4hims.com.
Foil.
Fully not Come sponsored. On.
Give me an electronics check, Kieran.
Fuck me. That's going to go super well.
Yeah, as you're fucking around with the signal and stuff like that.
I can assist if you would like.
I think that's what he needs.
Yeah. Oh, his money.
He needs an extra hand.
Even with an assist, it's a failure.
Yeah.
You shock yourself pretty badly.
Fuck. Oh, okay. That has happened before. I guess we should just head back to settle this wager.
Fine.
I got no video.
All right, Gears, kick it into high gear.
High Gears, engaged.
High Gears, engaged.
Gears takes one of those robot shots from the first episode.
Oh, yes.
Is it just metal shavings?
It's a USB drive that you just like put in, right? And it gives you a slight virus that affects your systems.
It's like that first app that was ever on an iPhone, which is like the beer chugging one.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Weird. What a time to be alive, everyone. Whoops. I accidentally have everyone selected. I don't know how that happened. All right, let's do a little... Well, first of all, we'll need... Wait, is Gears just like getting absolutely trashed?
No. Just a little bit high for the drive home.
Okay. Before or after you enter hyperspace? Because you'll have time once you hit hyperspace.
I mean, we hadn't left yet when Perun said put it into high gear. Great.
So let's make a minus two if you want to make an astrogation to jump into hyperspace.
Okay, my astrogation. Oh, I just put it up. It's not okay. All right.
Or
the ship
AI can do it for a flat D10.
We fly directly through the star.
Nah,
the
center we said of the put it into system. High gear, so
here we go.
Oh
hell yeah. Even with a minus, Gears is a master pilot. And now a master at astrogation, as it turns out. That's a raise. So you guys are going to save 10% of the fuel that you would have used navigating. It's 18 days. It's an 18-day journey in hyperspace to get back to the KOTU. And you guys cut down 10% of that. So let's say 15.
16 days.
Yeah, or 16.
Not 15, okay.
Either one. In that ballpark. I like 15 as well. It's a round number. So 15 fuel marked off of the Lizzie. I think I have it somewhere. Oh, I do actually have it on the Lizzie thing. You guys would have used...
We used 18, 14.
Oh, 14? Great.
Yeah.
So another 15. So what are we at?
You're at 70 out of 100.
71.
Yeah, and let's say you're at 225 rations and stuff like that.
Better make that 220.
So, yeah, I think you guys can adjust the Lizzie. If you double click the Lizzie, it's got all of its stats and stuff in there. Is there anything anyone's doing in these like 15 days of downtime?
No.
Just keeps making more and more wild bets with Perun. Like,
yeah.
There is a gambling stat. Do you guys want to roll gambling?
There's a gambling stat.
Yeah, not Gears just it, so it's just unskilled.
I don't, yeah, Gears just keeps betting on marmalade in every option.
I'm trying to think of the scenarios where Kieran and Perun are betting on something, and Gears is like, or it's going to be marmalade.
What's the grossest mixture of sandwich we can make? Marmalade.
Tuna fish and the marmalade.
Yeah.
I'm out. Oh. No.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone, let's do this. Because you guys are spending a long time and you'll be walking around the ship a little bit. I would assume.
Yeah, Perun works out like 8 times a day. Super fucking Gears bored.
In paranoia, keeps sweeping the ship in case Isaac somehow made it back aboard.
For sure.
Kieran tries to work out 8 times a day with Perun, but can only manage 1.
He does like 8 push up every time Perun starts working out. He's just like, oh, yeah. What work? I'm schwitzed.
Well, let's do Gears. Give me a notice check as you're sweeping the ship for Isaac.
Okay.
Paranoid that Isaac made it on board. A 6. You don't find Isaac. In the cargo bay, though, with a boot print in it, you see a substance on the ground. You see a portion of the cargo bay that is discolored. It looks like a dark ashy color, not like the kind of silver, like kind of lighter silver color, kind of torn up at this point, but it definitely, you see a patch that definitely looks different Might have been where Kieran slipped earlier.
If Peru notices Gears looking for Isaac, Mr. Itzak, Peru would just, out of boredom, start playing hide and seek with the ghost of Isaac, just randomly walking down a hall and put his head in the doorway and be like, I found you. And,
Gears is very curious. That's his major hindrance. So Gears wants to know what that weird discoloration is.
Now, Gears is also intelligent, and he remembers that the prototype molecule ate away at metal. So be mindful.
The metagaming space pigeon.
It's a major hindrance for a reason.
Okay.
Gotta lean into that curiosity.
But obviously, like, I would say that the first thing Gears would do, since he spends most of his time in the bridge, is use the ship sensors to try and figure out what it was, not just, like, wander down himself.
Yeah,
he'd be checking out any, like, sensor array that he could put towards the cargo bay.
Yeah, let's do ship operations. That feels like it makes sense. As Prune is running around the ship playing hide and seek with the
hide
ghost
and
of
seek
Isaac.
With no one.
A four is a success. It's not a native substance to this galaxy. With a four, I'll say this. You pull up as you're going through the systems and you're kind of going through all the information, you start scanning, scrubbing back through footage, the internal security footage and stuff like that, just out of like paranoia again, thinking Isaac might be on board. And you scrub back to when you guys were leaving the KOTU. You find yourself in the piloting bay. You find Prune and Kieran on weapon systems, and Isaac's like fucking around down near the engine with a coffee. And then Kanan is in the cargo hold. And as soon as you guys hit hyperspace, Kanan falls to the ground and starts dissolving, almost like he's falling apart. And then slowly becomes more and more of like this mulch, this substance looking. It's hard to see on the cameras, but he starts slowly dissolving into the floor and leaves behind, you can see on the cameras, this shape. And when you look at it after looking at this footage, it looks like someone fell. Like, you have to use your imagination a little bit, but you kind of tell, like, oh, this might be where his leg was resting, and this might be where his torso was. But when you guys came out of hyperspace, you guys were in a situation where you were jumping into action right away with the prismatic network and the planet, so no one really had time to take notice. But now that you've been walking around the ship and taking note of everything, you scrub through the footage and see Kanan collapse into nothing as soon as you hit hyperspace. Seems a bit odd.
Gears will send out a message over the ship's PA and say, Perun, please halt your search for Isaac Winters. I believe Kanan could be in the floors.
What?
At that point, Gears will just like broadcast the historic video, like the video recording from that.
Is he just like crawling underneath the floors, like he's afraid of us? Is he like a little mouse? What is it?
I am unaware what would cause this, and we'll just run on a loop the dissolving portion of the video.
Oh fuck! Does this mean that our ship is being eaten? I'm going to go down to the cargo bay and like pick up something and just throw it at the glob.
If anyone wants to give me a smarts check as well, you can go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Gears, it didn't seem like whatever that burn mark on the floor was. It didn't seem like it was active. It seemed like that portion seemed like a remnant of, you know, what happened.
Holy fuck.
Hey, look at all these successes. Yeah, Kieran and Perun realized at the same time that ever since Kanan came back, Kanan was kind of like a, you know, a hard ticket, we might say. Rough around the edges. And he didn't, but he seemed, definitely seemed different when he came back, but you couldn't quite put your finger on it.
Is this jam? Did he turn into jam?
Unfortunately, I think it's closer to jelly.
Fuck!
It's not.
Marmalade!
Gears gives a little bit of the virus to the ship's computer so it can have a good time too.
Marmalade! We're entering Marmalade Drive.
Justin, I also rolled a spirit to make sure I'm not distracted by having flashbacks of Kanan turning into dust.
Yeah.
And I succeeded, so.
Hell yeah. Yep. Amazing.
So I can help Perun search for more Kanan dust.
When I throw something at the blob, does it fall through?
No, it makes it
like the metal.
It makes a metal
like
noise.
The metal goes, okay, so the metal's not brittle.
No, it's like tink, 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 tink. Whatever you throw hits like it is the floor.
I mean, I'm happy, but I'm also kind of upset that it didn't go through because now I don't know what it is.
And Kieran, you're helping.
Is it giving off radiation or anything?
I don't know.
It, with the ship's sensors, it's an unknown material, and it's not giving off radiation, but it is giving off kind of a similar signal to when you guys enter hyperspace. It has a similar...
Oh, there's like a residue of... Or like... He got zapped away, maybe.
It has like a remnant of something was left over, yeah.
I walk over to the blob where I threw the thing and I punch it and I say, I hate using my brain. It sucks.
As you are all kind of gathering, looking around, you hear coming from, as Prune punches down on the ship, you hear like a, and you turn around and look and you see kind of this Atomite ooze figure standing behind you, but the ooze is dripping off. You see something that looks like it could have been a railgun. You see kind of a humanoid shape, just a little bit of a humanoid shape standing in the cargo bay, and we're gonna roll some initiative as we're in. We're gonna draw some initiative as we're in hyperspace.
As Brew turns around and looks, he's like, "Oh fuck this!" And it's gonna turn on his. If we're rolling initiative, then
everyone can navigate. I believe to the Lizard Wizard. I have the Lizard Wizard as a navigatable thing, so you can all click over there if you would like. And let me get this set up. If you don't mind putting yourself where you think you were in the cargo bay, pretty much in the center of the cargo bay is where. Right. This was happening.
How do I do this? How do
we, yeah, we're not in the ship yet.
Oh, sorry. On the top left of Foundry, there's a little arrow. It might not be open. Oh. That might be why. You should see Galaxy, and you should see
Wonderful. There it is. Yeah.
Lizard Wizard up there. And you're all... I just had you in.
Well, where's the blob? Areas. Like, where was the blob that I punched?
In the middle of the cargo bay to the top left of this little map area.
Yeah.
And this is where this it showed
the cargo
up.
Like, bay?
In here?
Yeah, in here. Yep, in there. Okay. And I'll switch over the stream in 1 second so everyone sees what's happening here.
Where was that footprint?
Gears would not be in the middle of the cargo bay, though.
You guys are all... You guys are all... What am I trying to say?
Why are you going directly next to the creature?
Yeah. Oh, that's the blob?
Yeah, that's the blob.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a thing in the cargo bay.
The blob.
Yeah, Kieran would be out there with a broom and dustpan trying to like clean up where the footprint was. Like, oh, we'll keep this form. It'll be fine.
For sure. Let me roll. Let me draw initiative. Sorry. Give me one second here. Begin combat. Da, 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 da. Amazing. Ooh. We've got,
we drew well.
Gears up first, actually. Hell yeah. Gears, okay. You see this form kind of as Perun is punching the ground behind him in a vague Kanan-like form assembles itself behind Perun.
Okay. You said that shooting was basically the throwing thing as well?
Yeah, yeah. Shooting is all ranged attacks.
Okay. So, how shenanigans-y would it be for me to go? One. Okay. Move. One, two, three, four, five, six. And then I would like to throw one of my containers of adhesive so that it smashes in front of the creature.
Oh, that's very cool. Hell yeah. Yeah, just give me a shooting check to do that. And we can, I'll draw out a little square here. A little square. Square area. Yeah, it's a success. Four. Hell yeah.
I'm going to get stuck in that for sure.
Excuse me. Yeah, you smash this adhesive. It pours out over the cargo bay floor in front of this atomite ooze. Anything else, Pierce?
Nope.
Hell yeah. Perun is up next.
Seeing the goo, Perun is going to turn around to face it. And he says, no, fuck this. And he'll run and leap. And as he jumps over the guy's head, he's going to try to like wrap his arm around the neck and land behind it and just give it like three big fucking kidney shots. Like, get the fuck out, Kanan!
Hell
that's
yeah.
What it worked last time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do it.
Wunderbar. So he will take a minus two on all of them. So he is now behind him. For full immersion, let's make him facing him.
Full immersion. We're here. We did it.
All right. Now, kidney shot number one.
That doesn't hit.
You don't. What was it?
A seven. You don't beat its parry score. You okay. Like go to punch it, and it forms a perfect circle around where your fist goes. Number two definitely hits.
Okay, 20.
20 just beats its toughness as well.
Wonderful.
22 technically with armor piercing. So that's it's shaken right now. With that.
Okay. And number three.
Ooh, this looks like it's going to hit.
29.
29. That's 22 wounds on the creature. Hell yeah.
All right. Get the fuck out. This is bullshit, Kanan. I thought we were done with the games.
Is that it for Perun?
Yep.
Amazing. It's going to make a vigor check to try to get out of this.
So, like, okay, do I have to, like, I got him around the neck and I'm kind of like holding him down while I'm fucking shooting, like punching him.
Yeah.
Would that be a contest that I initiated if he's trying to break out of it?
If you wanted to make that a grapple, we could try to do a contested grapple check.
Okay, just because I don't want him, like, going after my buddies.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, let's make that a contest a grapple. So you make a athletics, and I get to choose athletics.
Strength or athletics?
Let me look up. I believe it's athletics, but I got the rules here, and I can. Oh no, did my rules? Let me check. Grappling says this as it's loading on my slow ass laptop. Grappling is an opposed roll between the defender, the attacker. Oh, sorry, the attacker and the defender's athletics. So we both roll athletics.
Oh, okay. Well, my athletics is actually surprisingly shit. It is significantly less than half of.
They got a 12.
Now the benefit is,
you get the reroll.
I get the reroll. Oh wait, no. Okay, so that's an 11, but I still had the minus 2. No.
Oh, okay. It is so not. He is not grappled. You're holding on, but it's not doing anything. And you slowly feel like you're sinking a little bit as you're like holding on. It doesn't feel like there's like a substance here, if that makes sense. Why did I just
gross.
Close that? It is no longer shaken. It got a 4 to get out of being shaken, which is exactly what it needed. You see it's going to aim with its rail gun. Gears is right in front of it.
Its
first action, you see the rail gun kind of dripping this ooze from it, points straight out at Gears. Here's the attack.
Oh, it's called the Disintegrator. Great.
It got a 5 and rolled 25 damage towards Gears. Towards your toughness, Gears.
My toughness is 10.
So that's a lot of rate. So that's 14. That's shaken and then 14, 18, 22. So three wounds. So you probably want to shake. Or you probably want to soak.
Yeah, fucking do.
With a Benny.
All right, last Benny.
And then give us a vigor check to try to soak those wounds.
Check.
Ooh, just a success. You soak one wound, but you're still shaken. So you have two wounds and you're shaken with that. And its second action. Prune kind of let me adjust something here that I thought I forgot to do. I did. Amazing. Sorry, give me one second. Okay. As you're holding it and punching it, you see its arm raise up and fire off this brutal beam at Gears, who takes a heavy hit and looks very injured. Over your shoulder, you hear like as this dark tendril starts to like wrap up around you, and it's going to attempt to hit you here with its familiar tentacle attack.
You'll have to buy me dinner first.
What's your parry? 14. Your parry is 14.
14.
Holy shit. Yeah, it doesn't hit you, and it wouldn't have beat your toughness anyway, but it definitely attempted to.
Oh, no. 9.
It still missed. It got an 8 on its attack roll. Okay. It still misses with that. As it's lashing around, it's going to make its last attack towards Kieran.
No, what have I done to it?
That's a 5th. 18. What's your toughness? 10, probably?
10, yeah.
10 as well. So you're shaken and then with two wounds. If you want to try to soak, you can use a Benny.
Yeah, I will.
Vigor check.
That vigor?
Oh, that's, my God.
Oh, no. A crit failure.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Crit failure is just real bad. And you can't Benny. Roll.
You can't?
No, I don't know.
In combat, you can only do one a turn.
No, specifically just the soak rolls, you can't re-roll with Benny's.
Okay.
That's the specific rule there. I'm going to say with a crit fail, Kieran, you also one level of fatigue as this beam rips through your side and leaving like this brutal hole in your side. You kind of like fall to your knee and like blood is pouring out onto the cargo bay floor as this atomic creature is lashing around, firing off shots with its rail gun that's on its hand. It is Kieran's turn, though.
Great. I just like cough up blood like onto the screen of my helmet. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
This isn't how I wanted to spend today. All right, I will. What? It's a vigor to get out of shaken.
Yes. Yeah. The top of your turn, a vigor check.
Please do better.
Hey, you're not shaken.
No, I am.
Oh, with the wounds,
you
are. Oh. You can use a Benny if you have Bennies left.
I don't have any Bennies left. I spent them all. All
right. You have your movement, if you wish to use it. And I don't think anything says you can't run. So you just don't have your actions because you're kind of shaken by this situation happening here.
Yeah, I will move to over here and get some cover.
There's a door to the north of Gears in the cargo bay.
After seeing these guys take these big heavy hits, Bruce just like, get Gears out of here. I got this bitch.
No, I'm not going to listen to Payroom because I want to fight him too. I want to run to the south here just because like this is a wall here. Or no.
No, this is all open right here.
Oh, this is all open.
There's a wall along the north wall here.
I see.
Cuts off the cargo bay and there's like a sliding door in that northern wall.
Yeah, that's
as well.
Where I would go then. I won't let me.
There, I opened
there
the door.
There we go. Thank you. Yeah, so I'm just going to dive in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got some cover. Next round, let's see what we draw here. Oops. Do. Next round, let's draw here. Here we go. Okay. Any day. Ooh, Prune's up first.
Fuck.
All right.
I wanted to get it.
No. Multi-action.
I've got a 5 and a 4. This is bullshit. Shuffle the deck better.
A multi-action. Perun activates growth, shrink, and makes himself go from like 8.5 feet to 15 feet.
You're like on the roof of the cargo bay.
Yeah. I say, that's enough out of you, you son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. So you got to make
your dirty grease everywhere. You're disgusting.
Is that weird science you have to roll for that? Yeah. Oh, yep. Hell yeah. You succeed. Amazing.
Okay. And then with now my enlarged body, I grab a hold of both of its fucking arms and I crank it back with my knee into his back.
Let's do it.
I'm trying to break the guns off.
Yeah, for sure. Let's make your attack
just
rolls.
Regular attacks?
Unless you were like flavoring your regular attacks as you trying to like rip off its arms. Otherwise, we can do an opposed strength check.
Oh yeah, no, I fully am, because they're both like guns, right?
It's one gun and the other's like this long tentacle looking thing.
Okay. I'll wrap around the tentacle and I'll grab the gun and I'll pull back and try and yank them off.
Hell yeah.
So I'm 2 sizes up. So I get +4.
Holy shit.
But I get -2.
Ooh, buddy. Holy sh- 42.
That's a big hit.
That's insane. Not the highest, but unreal. Truly unreal. For those watching, you just need to beat the toughness of the creature, and Perun got over double. insane. 2 raises. Perun, tell me what happens as you take out another Atomite creature.
Well, I'm curious what the next roll would have been. It's embarrassing. 30.
30.
So let's say that I rip the gun arm off first, and then I rip the fucking tentacle one off, and I wrap the tentacle around his neck, and I'm like, get the fuck out, Kieran, this is bullshit, you're making a mess everywhere, as I just start fucking shaking the shit out of him, and the fucking grease is going everywhere. I'm still convinced that Kieran's inside.
I think you mean Kanan.
And I'm just like going full ham on him. And
as you're tearing and ripping apart, and parts of it are flying all over the cargo bay, you tear enough off of it that it stops being able to function. And then as you're ripping parts, the entire thing just like almost like smoke disappearing straight out through the cargo bay doors, as if something was like as if it was like being dragged backwards with the pull of the ship going through hyperspace. And as you kind of like settle for a second here, it's quiet and it seems like it's gone. Almost like almost like it fell apart into hyperspace.
Am I having another fever dream? I'll look around.
Kieran crawls out of this door and says, "No, that really happened."
Kind of like feeling my body. I never got hurt. What happened?
Oh, I did.
Gears and Kieran horribly injured.
Gears wanders over and pours some of his solvent on top of the sticky mess of the adhesive.
It didn't get.
What the fuck was that?
I thought perhaps its weird feet would stick and we could make it smaller by stealing bits of its. It's fine.
Is there any grease around?
You can give me a notice check if you want to take a look to see if anything survived being kind of dissipated into hyperspace.
I mean, I did shake it pretty vigorously.
It's true.
I got a negative two.
I love that it shows up clueless minus one.
Oh, wait. Hang on. Yeah, clueless minus one. So what did I roll? A three. So I got a two. I still had the plus four minus two on there.
Oh, right. Yeah. Nope. You're not sure.
Still a fail.
You don't see anything. But it looked like, and Gears was standing right there, and it even like went through a part of Gears, like this almost like it's out of phase a little bit with the universe, and then just kind of dissipated into nothing upon losing its ability to keep intact with itself.
Oh, wait, if it became smoke, maybe the cabin's air filtration system got some.
I'll ask the ship to check.
It's very effective at clearing out the bathroom, so maybe it could do the same for this.
If you want to do a ship D10 roll to see if the ship picks up anything on its in the ducts, the air ducts. Hey, a seven. Hell yeah. No, the ship AI.
No anomalies detected on board.
Wait, what did he say?
No anomalies detected on board.
We weren't looking for anomalies. We're looking for smoke.
No smoke detected on board.
Oh, shit.
No smoking on board? Fuck. I throw my cigar.
Puts out his bubble pipe.
Gears is going to try and repair himself. So.
Oh, yes, Kieran, do you need any medigel? I've got lots for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, do I need to recover from Shaken to before I repair myself?
Shaken's more of a combat situation, so it will just go away in like a couple of seconds, basically.
Okay.
But you guys find yourselves kind of like in the cargo bay, some of you are injured. What are you doing to take care of these injuries?
I'm going to use a medigel in my healing.
Yeah, for sure. So that gives you a plus two on a medicine check.
I'll mark off another one.
These roll well. Thank you. Oh my God. I'm dying.
fuck. Did you fail that check? Was it?
What is the actual check for healing?
It is healing, sorry.
It's called healing. Yeah.
I said medicine, but I think that's D&D.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Perun doesn't have that, but he has.
I'm a good healer. I have a D8.
Yeah.
Like,
You guys have a medical bay as well. I should remind you.
Can Perun pick up Kieran?
I just snuggle into his arms.
I was about to say, just to make him feel like, you know, it's not weird or anything. I don't carry him like a little baby. I put him over the shoulder.
Oh God. I don't know if it's better if my side is away from you.
Put him back and I cradle him. I bring him to the med bay. If I do a check on him in the med bay, do I get any bonuses so that I don't kill him, perhaps?
Yeah, the med bay has like a, gives like a +4 bonus because it has an auto dock and stuff like that, that you just kind of like lay Kieran on top of like a bed that is automated to.
So can we just do the ship if it's an auto bay?
Yeah,
the ship. The ship +4?
Yep, the ship can. The ship has a 10. It gives you a +4 to aid your healing, but the ship would just do a flat 10. For that role.
Oh,
so
I could also do the healing after I try and repair myself because I have healing. Oh. It's not good, but it's a D4. It's not unskilled, at least.
Yes, you're right.
I feel so okay. Perun lays me, like lays Kieran on top of the auto dock, and then it opens underneath him, so he falls into it after. Why did you open it? I love you, Perun, but your bedside manner is rough.
I'm sorry, bedside what?
Yeah, don't just let the ship do it. Just let the ship do it.
Okay.
Gears is going to try and deal with some of their wounds before they help. Because if I can get rid of one, then I won't have any. Okay, I'm going to give myself a +1 because this system doesn't know that I ignore one level of wound.
Wait. I might be able to fix that right now, actually. Give me one second. Ignore wounds, one save. I figured I've stumbled on this the other day. Okay, now it knows you ignore one wound.
Okay, cool. So if I roll repair, it should only roll at -1?
Yes.
Okay.
Theoretically.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
Holy shit. Hell yeah. You completely repair yourself back to new.
Excellent.
Well, maybe.
You just have like a replacement part for that portion of your body. You're like, oh, here it is.
Okay. And then I will head to the med bay and it's +4.
+4, yeah. Okay. Using the auto dock.
Healing.
Yeah, sort of fancy.
Oh
shit.
My God.
I did it. But...
You did it. So Kieran still has one wound, which will go away with time if you let it.
I probably can't use healing in the auto dock, can I, if I'm laying in it?
You made a healing check for game reasons, but you guys have you're not bleeding out and you're not dying instantly anymore. So over the next 2 weeks, if Peru wants to try, Peru can try.
No.
Just like pushing him back down. I got it. I can do this.
Prune puts on the like thing you listen, the little, what are they called? The ear things, but you listen to someone's heart.
The stethoscope.
Stethoscope, thank you. Yeah, Prune has a stethoscope.
God, you did not just do that.
Oh, you crit fail.
No.
I'll use a Benny.
And do it again.
Shit.
You're the only one with Benny's left. Thank God.
A success.
There's like a weird electrical arc that goes through the auto dock. It's like, oh, this is how I die. Oh God.
Your helmet is showing like a skull and crossbones flashing in your face.
Yeah. The outside is just like two X's over the eyes
LED
and the sad
on
face.
The outside, the skull and crossbones. I stop being so dramatic. And like jamming gauze into these wounds.
With that, you guys take care of your wounds. And for the most part, and over the next few weeks, the next 2 weeks and a day, you manage to fully recover, Kieran. So everyone's kind of back to your normal stats, minus the bennies, of course, and stuff like that. You guys see the Kotu. You exit hyperspace, Gears. You get an alert that you're reaching the end of your journey, that you're on the outskirts of the Kotu. If you want to exit hyperspace, it's up to you.
I mean, yeah, that's where we're headed, I think. We'll exit.
Yeah, for sure. Easy enough.
In this time, I would have changed the transponder back to the lizard wizard instead of the, the reptile mage.
No trouble to do that at all. You've, again, previously rolled so good to just have access to all of the systems on board. You guys exit hyperspace, like, you feel the kind of inertial dampeners kicking in as the Kotu is just in the distance. If you want to do a piloting check to navigate so you guys don't get caught in entering the kind of private docking bay that you guys have.
Yeah.
Can I co-pilot and assist?
Yeah, for sure.
Never mind.
Like, I fucking need
Holy
it.
Holy yeah. shit. Yeah.
No, never mind.
No worries at all. Gears expertly. You follow the exact route you took last time to the centimeter. Like, you just like. You guys pull in to the docking bay of the Resistance in the Botu underneath the center of the universe. With that roll, as you guys are kind of like getting sorted, the magnetic clamps don't engage on the lizard wizard as you pull into your parking area.
What's up, Chip AI? Diagnosis?
We are not receiving signal from the Botu engineers.
Rune 25 says it was Janelle that fucked shit up here.
I will take that. And 25 says LeFriend was actually a robot the whole time and detonated like the last one.
All right, yeah. Handshake. Huzzah.
50 credits on the line.
So we had no radio contact coming in either then?
Gears, do you think it's marmalade?
Obviously. Everybody is having a lovely picnic and they're ignoring us.
They're just busy. There's no incoming transmission and no one
Sorry,
hails.
Their fingers are too sticky to operate the magnetic pads.
If the next big bad isn't Lady Marmalade, I'm going to be so mad.
As we get out, like we're at the ramp in the cargo bay to get out, Perun, just in case, is going to pop off two environmental protections against like zero atmosphere.
Yeah.
For myself and Kieran.
For sure.
Oh, thank you.
Just so we don't need to like space suit up in case this place is absolutely fucked.
Yeah. For sure. You guys. Oh, yeah. You got all for it. Hell yeah. Success.
Sorry. Whenever we have the next thing Gears would want to do would be have the ship use its sensor suite to scan for how close biolife forms are. Like, is this whole place fucking dead?
Yeah, let's roll for the ship sensor suite.
Okay.
We're good for an hour, by the way. Yeah. Gosh.
Perfect.
Ooh, hell yeah, ship AI.
There are very few life signs. Detecting 1, 2, 3 life signs inside of the O2 Resistance headquarters.
Shit. Are they all together? Are they separated?
It seems like two are together. One is separated.
20 that the separated one is the friend.
20 says your sister is the separated one and the friend is actually with the Yeti professor.
Oh, yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
You and I are going to have to level up gambling for sure.
All future levels in gambling.
Yeah, no other skills on the advance. It's just gambling.
I need a custom skill for a marmalade.
Roll for marmalade. Yeah,
marmalade is definitely a spirit check.
All right, are we heading out to look around?
Of course we are. Yeah. I have to get to my room to make sure no one took my arms.
You guys get outside. Gears, I'll say you know enough about the systems to engage the clamps manually. So it's just like a, there's like an actual like little area. Usually the engineers control the docking, the magnetic docking clamps from, and you just clamp the Lizzie how it normally is in place. There is no atmosphere in this area, in the entire cargo bay, the entire, I just blanked out, the bay.
The docking bay?
The ship dock bay. Thank you, docking bay. There is no atmosphere in the entire docking bay. You guys reach, you see bodies of engineers kind of everywhere. There's a few near their like little head office that they have. They look like they've been, they have like bullet wounds, like they've been shot.
Gears immediately sends a quick text to Madeline. I assume that the resistance has some codes that basically just mean like base compromised.
Yeah.
Like sure. don't come here. Like you'll don't compromise yourself by showing up here or whatever.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah. You send whatever code you think of, whatever code word you think of, marmalade. Code marmalade.
Yeah.
To Madeline. It's going to take a while as it has to travel quite a distance to deliver that message. But you know, Madeline said they'd be a few weeks out anyway. You send out that message. There is an airlock inside of the docking bay that leads to the main area. So you guys, if you're continuing on into the base, you can go through the airlock or whatever you guys want to do.
Do I have an idea of where the people are from the sensor sweep?
Yeah, you get the, you get it up on your HUD.
Okay.
You see two of them are inside of the main kind of large astrogation area that looks like an astrogation control panel, but it's really just for kind of keeping track of the movements of the Prism Corporation inside the resistance. And one of them is in medical.
Okay. I will relay that and see where the guys want to head.
Let's say, do I get any pings off of those microtransmitters, or are they still not working?
Still not working.
Janelle, still not working. I swear, this doesn't happen that often. This is a weird two off.
No, listen, the more you talk about it, it's not going to help you. I've heard it's mental. So maybe we will work on that. You should get one of these.
Yeah, that last maybe fight, man. Give me the yips.
Will help you get it up.
You know what? I still got gauze inside my wound that I'm trying to pull out. I don't want any plates right now, okay?
Flossing it with gauze, the wound.
Yeah. Get it. Oh, that's great.
Do we want to deal with one person first or two?
Which one's closest to my room?
Perhaps the one in Medbay would be easier to convince.
Oh yeah, they're probably already hurt. Just put a finger in the bullet hole.
Well, you guys will have to pass through the main area to get to medical anyway, because the main area kind of is the hub where all the hallways intersect, and then you'd have to go through there to get to medical or your rooms or anywhere else, basically.
Okay, so I guess we're going to astrogation.
Yeah, I guess we'll do two first.
Gears, you pick up that there is, as soon as the airlock closes from the docking bay, you pick up that there is atmosphere again.
Okay.
Whether or not the guys want to keep up their thing, that's fine. But
no, we're keeping it up. Listen, my weird science makes it look like a fucking
Bane mask.
That's just like these little vibrating particles. It's super cool. It tickles your nose.
It's a Bane mask on the outside of my helmet.
For sure. Yeah. You guys walk through the kind of like somewhat twisting hallway from the docking bay and then up the set of stairs that leads into the main research and operations area of the resistance. And you see almost everything is completely wrecked. There are parts on fire, and in the center you see Latalia is laying on the ground, and next to Latalia, who is the Yeti person, is Lens. Looks like Lens is trying to apply Medigel to Latalia. And Lens is like, looks up her glasses, her huge circular glasses that she wears. One of them is completely shattered. And you see the other one kind of fritzing out as she's used like prism technology to enhance her glasses. And she looks up and she's like, guys, you got to help. And I think that's where we're going to end the session. Dun, da, da.
Fuck. Bum,
bum. Jeez.
The resistance.
Does that mean we both lost?
Fuck. It's on fire. Resistance on fire.
I need to know if my room is safe.
Your mini fridge full of meat.
Everything is a specific place.
Hey, you got to put some, you know, can't all be cruising around the universe, killing people, having fun.
You know? What are you talking about? I almost died.
Yeah. I mean, that really did a number. I wasn't sure what was going to happen there, but
if you gotten a third wound, I would have been dead.
You would have been bleeding out. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then someone did.
Room was the one that was going to do fine. First aid. Yeah. I was dead.
And then I'm pretty sure the way bleeding out works is if you fail that bleeding out roll, you're just dead.
It's just, yeah. Oh, fuck.
That's it.
I might have like absurd confidence because I feel like as a robot, I should be able to be put back together. But I don't know if that's actually how the rules work.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Who knows? Someone could probably download. Gears is in the cloud somewhere, I'm sure. Hey, thanks. Friends, hey, thanks for this session. Well, I'm happy to be back in Suede Runner getting into some shenanigans and shit with everyone again. I'm trying to think of what do we have? Fuck, it's been so long since we've done a live tabletop game. Hey, listen, we got Discord. If you want, you can go check us out on Discord. Here's the link. Here's Discord. Hey, also, we have a podcast that Sinead is trying to kill all of us in every episode. It's called Tall Tall Tower, and we're surviving.
You're doing extraordinarily well. And
we're not
I am,
perceptive.
I have not given anyone a lingering injury yet, which I'm very disappointed about.
It's true. I almost had one. I did almost have one. The first fight. I was about to say, I don't know what name I was about to fucking throw out. Grimir almost had one wound. Or one lingering wound, I should say.
One wound.
One wound. Savage Worlds. I need to, now I need to forget it for the next recording session that we have. Check us out on our Discord. Come hang out. We have some servers that we play games on. We have Valheim server, we have a Project Zomboid server, and all kinds of memes, animals, food, music, all kinds of fun stuff. Check out our podcast. Friends, thanks for hanging out, thanks for playing, thanks anyone who is watching still chilling out. We appreciate you for being here. This will be out in podcast format on Thursday, so that's fun. Well, friends, hey, thanks for watching. Thanks for chilling out with us on this Sunday afternoon. And we'll be back in 2 weeks with more Suede Runner. We have, maybe before then, we do have a special Stories from the Shore mini-series coming up with some guests that I'll get into. Follow us on Twitter, and you'll find out exactly what is happening, when it's happening. But other than that...
Very exciting.
Very exciting. We'll catch you later on. Bye. Purple. See ya.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the No Fame Podcast. The best way to support the show is just by listening, which you're already doing. Amazing. The second best way to support our show is by telling your friends. Hey, why not, right? You can find links to our podcast, YouTube, Discord channel, social media, and so much more at nofame.ca. You can support the show for as little as a toonie at patreon.com/nofamepod or buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/nofamepod. Thanks again for listening, and we will catch you later on.